It is so good to be back with you again here. We praise the Lord for allowing us to come and join you today. And we're going to show some videos, a slide video here in just a minute of what God is doing in Yap. There's so many other things that we could tell you about. We're going to in a little bit we're going to sing a song. After the video, I'm going to take a few questions before we continue on. But a couple of things I want to share with you. First of all, I want to thank you for your faithful prayers and support these past years that you've been supporting us. And thank you also for your part that you had with that after we had that typhoon in Yap. That was such a great blessing. And I don't know if you know this, but some folks from this church before that had given and helped us to get Bibles in the Ulithian language. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but after that typhoon, when we went out on that ship to bring those relief supplies, actually we were the very first people to bring relief supplies to Ulithi after that huge typhoon. Brian Bell from your church, Brother Bell came with us, and I'm sure he gave you an update on that. But we were able to give those Bibles, and it was just a great blessing. We're still in the process of ongoing efforts there in Ulithi to try to rebuild, not necessarily the island in general, but it's specifically for Pastor James that's there. We're in the process of working on trying to get him established again in a house that's not going to blow away with the next typhoon if it comes through. So we're working on a block structure. So that's in the works right now. So we just praise the Lord for all that He's doing there. Through the typhoon, though, and being able to stabilize Pastor James, you know, the Catholic Church was really opposing him greatly as he was teaching the truth of the Bible. And so they told him, actually, he cannot teach the Bible at all. Well, because of that typhoon and the things that happened afterwards and how he was able to, like, sharpen people's chainsaws and do different kinds of things, he is now having, he is actually having services there. And there's a number of folks coming, the people that he was able to just help them out. Maybe we went, some of those that we went to their houses and, you know, cut down trees and pulled them off their houses, or people that we sharpen their chainsaws, or he's sharpening their chainsaws. So it's been really neat to see how God used that thing, that devastating typhoon, to bring glory to His name and to bring people into a relationship with Him. So we want to thank you, though, for your part in that, and sending Brian and your financial gifts as well for that. So, but now we're going to sing a song as a family. So why don't you guys come up? Second Timothy. And I understand our time is just about gone. I'm looking for my glasses. Do you see them there? Did I leave them down there? What do I do with my glasses? Oh, well. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And really, the book of 2 Timothy is being a good soldier. Okay, I found them. I felt this thing and it wasn't there. But there they are. Being a soldier of Jesus Christ, being a good soldier of Jesus Christ is 2 Timothy, is what this book of 2 Timothy is about. But that's the theme. But, you know, you think about the world in which we live and the, you know, what it takes to be a soldier. It takes courage. It takes being faithful. It takes bravery. And here, Timothy, in 2 Timothy, Paul is explaining to Timothy about being a soldier of Jesus Christ. And let's look at verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind," or self-control. God has not given us the spirit of fear. This is the principle here that as a soldier of Jesus Christ we can operate by. God has not given us the spirit of fear. What is the one thing that that every soldier has to fight. I've never been in a war situation. I've never been in the military. But I do know that if I was in a war and in a battle, the thing that I would have to fight is, as the bombs are blowing up and the commander is saying, go forward, there would be the fear factor of saying, okay, you know, my next step could be my last. And the natural tendency is, the natural tendency of a human being would be, if the bombs are blowing up here, to run that way. Okay, that would be the natural tendency. Now, I understand that the Marines have a motto, advance towards the sound of the enemy fire, the gunfire. That's that's opposite of what we would think of, and that's opposite of what is the human tendency. And folks, as we go forward in this world, and as Paul told Timothy in chapter 3, he says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And there are perilous times right now in this world. But Paul is saying, look, be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. And I don't know about you, but when things happen in the world that are frightful and we look around and we see what's happening, we watch it on the news, it tends to paralyze us. And we get paralyzed with fear. You know, a lion, how does a lion capture its prey? It lets out this incredible roar, which, from what I understand, I was reading this book about this lion hunter, and he said, the thing that keeps a hunter, when they see the lion and the lion lets out the roar, they're paralyzed by fear. And listen, the devil is trying to do that right now in this world. He is trying to paralyze people with fear of the enemy. Fear of himself and the trouble that his cohorts and his people are bringing. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He has given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. One of those songs we were singing this morning, it was talking about, that was, I think, my first time ever seeing that song, but it was, we're spreading this message of love, which is the opposite of the message of Satan, which is hate and killing and destruction. We have the message of God's love for the people of the world. And it's an amazing message. But that word sound mind has the idea of self-control. The natural tendency when the bombs start blowing up is to run the other way. But through Christ and through the power of God, we can go forward bravely as a soldier of Jesus Christ. And even if it costs us our lives, we can go forward for God and we can serve Him with what He calls us to do. And then, so that's the principle. In verse 7, and the command we see in verse 8, and it's really a twofold command. Let's look at verse 8. But be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Don't be ashamed. Don't be fearful of being a servant of Christ, and don't be ashamed. Let's say you're at work and there's people around you that they're enemies of the cross of Christ. They do not care about God. They do not believe in Christ, and they're going to make fun of you and they're going to ridicule you. God says, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid of the testimony of our Lord. But then He says, be a partaker. What does that mean? Join in the battle. Join in the battle. You know, there's nothing worse in a battle than a coward, someone who runs the wrong way. That's, of course, the inside of every person, I'm sure. When they're seeing their fellow soldiers dying, that's in their mind, I'm sure. But a soldier, a brave soldier, a faithful soldier, is going forward. And folks, in this world, as we face trouble and difficulty, Paul is telling Timothy, and God is telling us, be a partaker of the gospel. Go forward without fear, knowing. And what are we going to know? This is the amazing thing. Look at verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See, God has this God has this incredible plan that He's accomplishing in the world. And He's going to use you and I to accomplish it. That's the amazing thing of this. But even in the ages past, He knew exactly you and I would be sitting here today. That you and I would be part of this plan that He had from the ages past. He called us with a holy calling. He enlisted us into His army. What an amazing thing He's done. In we see this plan conceived in verse 9. This amazing plan of God to save people by His grace. Then you see in verse 10, the plan revealed. He explains it further, which is now, look at verse 10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. What is He saying here, folks? In this army, in the army of God, why can you go forward bravely? Because of life and immortality. What that means is, imagine you're in a war and you know that there's not one bomb that can blow you up. There's not one bullet that can kill you. With bravery, you're going to go forward. And here God is saying there is life and immortality in Christ. Now, yes, our physical body can die. But spiritually and eternally, we have life. And this amazing plan of God from the ages past, and through Jesus Christ, there is a spotlight put on eternal life. The one thing that people fear the most in this world is death. All their lifetime, it says in Hebrews, their people are subject to bondage. They're in fear of death and in bondage and in chains because of that fear. But yet Christ delivers us from that fear. And as soldiers of Jesus Christ, we can boldly go forward in the face of any trouble that this world has to offer or bring. In the face of the roaring of the lion, we don't have to be paralyzed. It's an amazing thing here. This amazing plan, and God revealed it in Christ. He abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. That the message of the gospel shines the spotlight on eternal life. And the fear of death is removed because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the last thing here in verses 11 and 12, it says, whereunto I'm appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. And here we see, we saw the plan conceived. It conceived with God before the world began. The plan revealed. It was revealed in Christ. And here we see the plan propagated in verses 11 and 12. How does God choose to give this message and to send it out? He uses people. He uses you and me. He uses His redeemed. That's the way He chose to send out this message. And folks, we have to understand this. As a soldier of Jesus Christ, God chose you and I to propagate this message to the world. We have a message that can bring hope in the darkness of this world and in the despair that people are facing. And folks, really, you know, over and over in the last couple of days, I've been seeing that on the news. This is going to be a new norm. And people were saying over and over, you know, it's not just there, it's going to be worldwide. And folks, as the darkness settles in and the darkness falls in this world, you and I have the spotlight of life and immortality. That through Christ there's eternal life. What an amazing message we have. And the hope that it brings to the world. It is just an amazing message. And here, the amazing thing to me, folks, is that God would choose to use sinful man to propagate that message. Paul says this here, in verse 12. He says, for which cause I suffer these things. I'm going through this trouble because God chose me to do this as a soldier of Jesus Christ. He says, nevertheless, use that word again, I'm not ashamed. And what does he say here? For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul recognizes, look, I'm just, a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a fallen creature that God has redeemed and God has chosen and God has called. He's enlisted me in His army and He's calling me to go forward for Him. And folks, that is the message that God is calling each one of us to. We have to get our eyes off the things of this world that the world is clamoring for and giving all of their energy and exerting all of their resources to. It's temporal. It's not going to last. It's not eternal. God has enlisted you and I into His army as a soldier of Jesus Christ. With boldness and with courage, He expects us to go forward as the darkness settles in, as the fog of fear and trouble sets in this world. As soldiers of Jesus Christ, we are to bravely go forward, knowing that that there's more than this life. There's eternity. And He expects us to shine that spotlight on the gospel message, the message that brings life and immortality to light. You and I, folks, have been enlisted in this army of God. And God expects us, as soldiers of Jesus, not to just sit back and watch the battle, get our popcorn and watch. He expects us to get involved, be part of it, join in. He says, be a partaker, and that's a command. Be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. As a soldier of Jesus Christ, He expects us to be part of the plan. Part of that army of soldiers that goes forward for Him to accomplish His purpose on this earth. And the question is, am I accomplishing the purpose God has called me to? That He chose me in the ages past. He's hand-selected His soldiers. Am I accomplishing His purpose in this earth? And folks, if the answer is no, then you and I, we've got to say, okay, God helping me, from this day forward, I'm going to do what He calls me to do. I'm going to do what He selected me and chose me and enlisted me to do. As a soldier of Jesus Christ, He expects it. He commands it. The question is, are we going to be obedient? That's the real question. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You and praise You for Your word and how it speaks to our hearts. Lord, truly these are fearful times that we live in. Help us, God, not to be paralyzed by that fear. Help us, Lord, to boldly go forward, advance towards the sound of the enemy fire, and by the power of God and through the Spirit of God, conquer this world for Christ. Lord, You've called us with a holy calling. You enlisted us before the world began. But so many times we choose not to join in and be a partaker in the afflictions of the gospel. So easy just to sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. Lord, help us to be actively involved in this battle that You've called us to and be the soldiers that You chose us to be. And we'll thank You, Lord, and we'll praise You. In Jesus' name.